A massive fire in July that destroyed its mill building and main breakdown saws hasn't slowed production at Icy Straits Lumber and Milling in Hoonah. Owners Wes and Sue Tyler have used back inventory to do small projects, keeping Icy Straits employees at work. As KTOO's Casey Kelly reports, they remain optimistic that new milling equipment will be running by the end of the year.
Wes Tyler got his green Chevy Suburban at a U.S. Forest Service surplus sale. It's a fitting rig for Tyler, who gets most of Icy Straits Lumber and Milling's timber from the Forest Service. As he steers the truck up Hoonah's Eagle Drive, surrounded by Tongass National Forest, Tyler says his goal has always been to make something useful out of the naturally abundant trees of southeast Alaska.
You know, take the timber base that we have here and make locally usable goods out of it.
Tyler pulls up to a small two-story cabin.
This here place here, I'll show you this real quick. Okay. Some of our products put to use right off.
Measuring 14 by 20 feet, the cabin features an open floor plan. The cozy living room leads to a kitchen with just enough space for a refrigerator, sink, and stove. Off to one side is a tiny bathroom with a shower. A ship's ladder in the living room heads up to a half loft with a pair of twin beds.
This is a good, probably a two-people cabin. And I mean, if they're not, you know, entrenched with a whole lot of stuff, because there's not a lot of storage in these things, but it's a great hunting cabin or a guest cabin or whatever, you know.
The cabin is just one example of Icy Straits production since the fire destroyed its mill building. The mill housed the breakdown saws that cut large logs into boards. After the fire, Tyler says they still had plenty of inventory, some smaller saws, and the dry kiln. He thought, why not do some projects to keep the company's 12 employees busy? So far, they've been able to do that, and he says they've got a couple months' worth of material left.
We've got a lot of paneling material, or siding material, out there yet. Probably four or five loads to go through the kiln, and the dry products are what you use for your interior, you know, your paneling and stuff like that.
Icy Straits headquarters is the home Tyler shares with his wife Sue and their dog Lacey. Overlooking downtown Hoonah, the Tylers have lived here 7 years. It's the kind of home you'd expect lumber mill owners to have. Sue Tyler says it represents every type of wood used in their products.
There's a little bit of everything. There's a little bit of yellow cedar, a little bit of red cedar, a little bit of hemlock, a little bit of spruce.
Not only that, but it represents Wes Tyler's belief that every part of the tree should be put to use. He points to a wooden fish hanging on the wall.
These are scrap pieces that one of our local guys carves into these fish and things like that. And these are just decorations made out of some wood that was not usable for lumber, but good for that kind of thing.
Tyler sits in his kitchen nook, looking out across the bay at where the old mill building stood, a view he wakes up to every morning. He says he's probably lucky he wasn't in town the morning the mill went up in flames.
Had I seen that out there, I might have got there just in time for that thing to go bam.
The state fire marshal's office determined the fire was caused by hot metal or a cigarette butt that ignited sawdust, causing an aerosol can to explode, which in turn triggered additional explosions. Tyler figures it'll cost about $100,000 to get the mill up and running at full speed. He's been looking for new equipment to replace what was lost in the fire and hopes to order new saws within a month. But he says it'll be another year before he replaces the mill building. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.